love wrestling.
In this corner,
we ran kind.
What?
No, from that thing the
I'm
guy
Franny.
Made. Fine.
What was it that you called yourself last week?
An underground sensation.
In this corner, we have underground sensation Michelle.
But I am an underground sensation.
And in this corner, we have mainstream Princess Frangry.
It's true. It's all true. Welcome, everybody.
It's 6:42 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
Mainstream. Wait, no, that was me. Underground sensation.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because it's weird.
But
can you open my bottle of water?
I'd love to open your bottle of water. You sure have been drinking a lot of water tonight pretty quickly.
Pretty sure that's just my second bottle, just like you have a second bottle in here.
Unopened.
Well.
Don't judge me.
I'm only judging you back.
Don't judge me back. There you go, Princess. Princess Mainstream.
Thank you, Sensation. We've changed our topic.
Yeah.
Because we just want to have fun tonight.
Yeah, we need to laugh.
Tomorrow's the mini record fair. Michelle, tell the folks what that means.
Tomorrow is the mini record fair.
It's at 11 a.m.
It's a benefit for WFMU, which is very important because we really, really need the money. So please come out and buy our records that we are selling. We're selling parts of our awesome record collection that you could have. One day only, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And a lot of WFMU DJs are selling their own stuff as well, so please come by. Matt Warwick will be here. Station manager Ken will be here. I'll be here. Mike LaPico will be here. A bunch of other people are going to be here. It's going to be awesome. Are you coming?
Say yes. I don't know. I'll decide in the morning.
Say yes.
If Andy drives me.
Just say yes.
Yes.
She'll be there too.
Maybe.
Lots of fundraisers. Lots of fun coming up.
And our meetup is October 19th.
It's official.
7 to 10 p.m. at El Cortez in Bushwick.
DJs Sheila B., Matt Warwick, and Dwayne Harriet will be spinning.
And Michelle will bring swag.
I will?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will.
And for the 10 people that we owe t-shirts to, we're working on it.
We are working on it. We're closer. We have a prototype.
That's true. Okay, we have a topic tonight. It's Yo Mama Jokes Part 2. Call us 201-209-9368. We want to hear your best Yo Mama joke.
Your bestest, cleanest.
Yes, keep it clean.
201-209-9368. Best Yo Mama joke gets put on the wait list to eventually get a t-shirt.
There is a wait list for a t-shirt at this point in time. That is true.
Ugh.
But we are women of our words,
that
and
is
we
true.
Will send them.
There's a lot of things I am, but a liar is not one of them.
Do you
want to
know what I did the other day? I emailed all the people we owe t-shirts to, and I said, we haven't forgotten about you.
Why didn't you CC? Why didn't you BCC me?
Because I just replied all to all of the chains I have in my email.
Okay.
It's not, I didn't send just like one. I mean, I guess
gotcha.
I could have.
Gotcha. I gotcha. 201. People tell me I say the phone number too quickly.
They say that to me, too.
And not often enough.
I hear you.
201-209-9368.
I think that was still too fast.
What?
Yeah.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend you're writing it down. You ready? Okay. 201-209-9368.
Got it.
So,
but I know it. So,
and you might, are you smarter than the average listener?
Absolutely.
Not even, you didn't even flinch or.
It's because I'm so smart I didn't have to think about it.
Oh. Well, intuition and intelligence are two very different things.
I have a high level of both of those.
I'm gifted, dude.
So am I.
I'm different gifted.
Oh, yeah? Please explain.
I'm better gifted.
You're weird gifted.
Shut up.
Ooh, I like that.
My ex-boyfriend used to do that to me.
Shut up.
My ex-boyfriend used to do that to me all.
Whatever, you get so mad at me when I tell people to shut up.
Yeah, but this is
I bet you thought it was so cute when he said that.
Well, it's different than the way you say it, which is so mean.
How do I say it? Shut up.
No, meaner.
How do you say it meaner than that?
Like, you say it mean. You say it cuts like a knife.
Shut up. Like that?
I don't like it.
Was that it?
Yeah, it makes me so upset. 201-209-9368. Hit us up with your best Yo Mama joke. Part 2.
Yo Mama's so cross-eyed, she dropped a dollar bill and picked up 4 quarters. That's not that good.
I don't get it.
Yo Mama's so clean on the radio, she bleeps herself. Your mama is so fat, when she back up, she go beep, beep, beep. These suck.
Come on, guys.
Your mama's so dumb, on the box of orange juice when it said 100% concentrate, she stood there staring at it.
That's funny. Where are you reading all these from?
The comments board, which you can find by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. Your mama's house is so dirty, the mice ride dirt bikes. That is so weird.
That is so weird. Who made that up?
Someone named Fuzzy on the comments board. Now all I see is like little mice riding dirt bikes.
Fuzzy, that's super weird, but I like it.
Your mama's teeth so yellow and she smiled at traffic, it slowed down.
Oh, I get it. Answer a phone.
Not until I get a full board.
Ah, answer a phone.
201. Maybe you said the phone number too slow.
Oh, maybe.
201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is Yo Mama jokes. Our favorite one gets a free t-shirt. We're really only doing this so that Billy Jam has some stuff to remix.
I'm doing it for the comedy.
Oh, Robin just cuts like a knife.
What did she say?
Yo Mama's so dumb she flew into Miami during a hurricane.
Damn, Robin.
It's mean, guys.
It's mean because it's true. Franny's mom really did do that.
I would like to point out that she was fine and had power the whole time.
And she went to save your sister.
Yeah. Not save her, but she went to be with my sister who was alone, yes.
So, but still, so, Robin, good one.
That was a low blow, though. Come on, that was a low blow.
Yeah, but you...
If she said that about your mama, you'd be like, damn!
Right, but you know the joke is always the most important thing.
I mean, I'm okay with it. I like that Robin picks on me a little bit.
What does that say about you?
That I'm cool?
Oh. You're not cool.
I'm cool enough.
Yeah, I guess you are cool enough. Why is no one calling?
Yeah, I don't know, bruh.
201-209-9368. Last time we did jokes, people blew up the phone lines.
This is so weird.
What?
Angry Salad says, your mama is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas and it's still printing.
That one's really... I like the weird one.
Yeah, I like the weird ones, too.
Now can we answer the phone?
Two more calls. One more call. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Yo Mama jokes. Here we go. Full board. Ready?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Nothing much. Me and my sister have some Yo Mama jokes for you.
All right, what are they?
Okay, so mine is, Yo Mama's so ugly, she entered a contest and they said no professionals allowed.
Oh! All right.
And then this is my sister's. Come here, Franny.
Your sister's name is Franny?
Your name's Franny? is your name Franny?
My mom is so stupid. She has 2 quarters in her ear and thought she was listening to 50 Cent.
Wait, is your name Franny?
What?
What's your name?
Franny.
That's my name, too!
Okay.
What, you don't think that's cool?
That's cute that the sisters are listening together.
All right, sisters. Thanks.
She got nervous and she gave me back the phone.
Aw, that's cute. You're a good big sister.
All right. Oh. Have a good one. Yeah. Wait, is your name Michelle?
That would be amazing.
No, my name's Molly.
Close enough! All right. Have a good one, Molly and Franny.
Yeah, you too.
They are cute. I love that 50 Cent joke. Can that be on the list?
Okay.
That was funny as hell.
Only because I want to write Franny.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Call us at 201-209-9368. We're just going to hang out tonight and tell your mama jokes. So if you have one, give us a call. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I can't be mean to you about a yo mama joke.
You could find a way.
I mean, I could find a way, but I probably won't because I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, that's true. You aren't in the mood.
Wait, what?
You aren't in the mood.
No, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, you aren't in the mood.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
It sounds like you're saying you are into the mood.
No, you aren't in the mood.
Oh, it's just weird the way you pronounce your syllables.
I'm still sending Mark Maron that cease and desist letter, by the way.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, how are you girls doing? Women, ladies, sorry.
Whatever. What's up, buddy?
I got a couple I'm stealing off the internet like everybody else.
Of course.
No one.
Your mom is so fat,
anymore.
She's got triabetes.
That's stupid. What else?
I almost laughed.
Your mama's so fat, she uses diet soap.
So wow, these are really bad. The internet is
really
stupid.
Bad.
Keep going.
It's really bad.
Give us one more.
Everything else is pretty lame. Mm. But I thank you for your time.
We thank you for yours.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Have a lovely evening, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, bud.
This one doesn't even make sense.
What is it?
Stephen Brooklyn says, your mama's so fat, the elephants in the zoo feed her.
Maybe it's a typo. Maybe it's some kind of typo.
Andy Flans is the weirdest one.
What is it?
Your mama got no arms talking about she want to hang out. What? That's grounds for dumping. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I just want to ride home. So I'm going to tell him it was hilarious. Now get on the road.
That was good, Michelle.
Thanks.
201-209-9368. That's the worst.
What's the other one?
They're so bad.
Tell me another one.
Your mama got one leg talking about there ain't no half stepping. Andy, you are weird, dude.
That one's almost funny.
No. Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's a beautiful day in paradise.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys.
So Scott was telling me that whenever somebody asks him if he wants to hear something funny, Scott's reply is, what, my dad coming out of your mom's bedroom?
Wait, no. That's a good one.
That is a good one. I got
yeah,
scared.
Talking about me there.
Do you feel honored you're in that insult?
Well, I suppose I should feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, no one should feel it.
Oh, jeez, Michelle.
Oh, I agree with that. I don't like the word should.
I'm supposed to not like it. I'm working on it.
Is that what your therapist told you?
One of the many things she tells me?
Anytime you want to use the word should and you don't, you can use the word could.
Yep.
It works well.
Yeah, but sometimes people should do some things.
The idea of obligations
is a hard one for you?
Is a real hard one for me.
Yes, yeah, same.
Like, really difficult.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right, Rooster. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
That's why I like it here, because we can do whatever we want. Free form. Baby.
Ew!
What?
Robin!
What did Robin say?
Your mom was so nasty, I called her up for phone sex and she gave me an ear infection. Robin, you're on the list!
That is funny.
That's so gross. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi,
hey,
Ted.
Ted, did you get your present?
Yes, I did.
Because you didn't thank us or anything. You don't like it?
Wait, what present?
Oh. We sent you something.
2 days ago.
The taste sensation thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was... okay. I just got it yesterday.
Did you like it?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, because normally you send an email.
You know we made it, right? Like, I was on my hands and knees.
We made it.
You sewed it all up together?
We ironed it.
Okay.
I thought you'd be, like, so stoked, Ted.
I didn't know you because I knew I was going to call in today, or probably going to call in today. If I hadn't called in today, I would have emailed you.
Okay. Apology accepted.
I didn't want to be a pest.
Apology accepted.
Excuse me?
I said apology accepted.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's your joke, Ted?
Okay. Your mama's breath is so bad, when she walks by a clock, it says tic-tac.
That's cute. I like that one. You got any more? It's okay if you don't.
Mm-mm.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I'm not a big Yo Mama joke person.
Fair enough.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Ted, take care.
Have a good one.
I thought he would be, like, so stoked about the shirt. We handmade a bunch of shirts for people this week.
Patrice says... Your mama is so supportive of you and your efforts that I wouldn't be surprised if you were incredibly successful as a result.
Now that's comedy.
That was perfect.
That's funny.
Patrice, you on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free t-shirt. How do I write that on the list? Supportive and successful?
Mm-hmm. Write intellectual Yo Mama joke.
Ew.
What?
Your mama, like a hockey player, she only showers after 3 periods.
Damn. That's nice.
Your mama's so old, she breastfeeds powdered milk.
That's stupid.
Samer says, your mama is Andy Plant.
Andy Plant is Franny's boyfriend.
Yeah, but he's bad at this. I told him to chill. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah.
What's up? What? You're on the radio.
We're on the radio right now?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now.
Shocking. You called a radio show, and now you're on the radio. Did you hear what he said?
No.
It was ridiculous.
What did he say?
9/11 is a lie.
Oh, he's a 9/11 denier?
Oh, my God. Those people are weird.
Inside job.
And, like, not the good kind of weird.
Conspiracy theorist.
My dad believes that. And he believes the earth is flat.
Oh, I like the flat earth theory.
My brother was like, how come no one's fallen off, Dad?
The flat earth theory is very interesting
to me.
Oh, my
God. No, he keeps sending us these videos that are ridiculous.
Have you heard that Louis C.K. joke where his daughter thought 9/11 deniers meant 9 people were denying the number 11?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I thought it was 9/11 deniers. Yeah. That's the cutest joke. Louis C.K., what's up?
No.
Yeah, he might listen to this show. No. Mark Maron clearly does.
So do the Broad City Chicks. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, you're on the air. Please turn your radio down.
Cool, I did.
Okay, cool. Hi, you're here. What's your Yo Mama joke?
My Yo Mama joke is especially for, those wake and bake.
You got this. Come on, buddy.
Yo grandma so dead, she ended up on a t-shirt and a billboard.
Okay, good one.
I think that is a...
What is he talking
about? He's talking about the 7-second delay billboard that was supposed to go up that was, we're talking about your dead mother.
Oh, that's good.
It was a nod to 7-second delay.
All right, have a good one. Weird.
I don't know. He tried. 201-209-9368.
Your mama's so nice, you should appreciate all the things she does for you. I like Patrice coming in with the positivity.
It's complicated.
(laughs) 201-209-9368. Call us with your mama jokes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Your mama is so dumb. She had three kids before she knew what was causing it.
Aha! Good one. I'm getting annoyed.
Don't get annoyed.
Okay. Hi, you're on the...
It's cool, baby, baby. It's cool.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I've got a good one, I think.
Okay.
Your mama's so dumb, she listened to NPR.
Yeah! Ha ha!
Station manager Ken would appreciate it.
He listens to NPR to take his naps.
Yeah, he does. What's that show he listens to?
4 o'clock nap is to...
What is it?
All things considered.
Yeah.
Is all things considered 4 o'clock nap.
Yeah. All right, have
four
a good one.
He's a 420 guy.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a yo mama.
Okay, ready? There's a good one on the comments board. Murakami says, your mama's so dumb she told you, just be yourself.
That never works.
I love that. Murakami, you're on the list.
Put a star next to that one. Okay. That one's really good. The light's gone.
I know.
What are you doing tonight?
Laying in my bed.
What are you watching?
I don't know. We have to figure it out. I've been watching Veep.
I love
Veep. I can't stop.
I watched all of the new Transparent.
Already?
Yeah.
Is it good? I didn't love last season.
It's better than last season.
I didn't love last season with those, like, weird flashbacks.
It's better than last season. I'm going to watch all of Veep. Did you start at the beginning?
Yeah.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a freaking genius.
I'm on season three.
She's amazing.
I just like it because Andy tells me that I'm like her in the show.
Her timing is perfection. You have very good timing.
Michelle, that's the nicest thing you ever said to me other than the time you were on drugs and you told me I'm a good problem solver.
I was on drugs.
But I liked that too.
But it was true.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Michelle.
Let's not talk about when I do drugs.
Okay, sorry. I forgot your mom.
And it was just Valium.
Your mom might be listening.
Shh. Don't say that either.
Hi, Mom.
Don't say that either. I'm going to bleep you.
Don't bleep me.
I won't because I don't want to use them up.
Hi, Mom. Your dad likes me.
Yeah, he does. He does like you.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so I called a little while back, and I have this mongo, but
what?
I don't think you guys really like it so much, but...
I can't hear him.
Can you just talk a little louder into your phone?
Yeah, sure. So, I had this mongo joke. It's, your mom is so fat that they used her to replace the wall of China.
Oh,
that's not nice.
Burn.
Damn.
And I got this one more.
Okay. All right.
But if you want to, like, root your phone feeling, this is what you got to use.
Okay.
All right. Your mom is so ugly that she made you.
Oh! My feelings are hurt.
Yeah, if you really want to hurt someone's feelings, that's a good one.
All right, so I like a couple of years ago, everybody was talking about these mom jokes, but I might have to rethink it some more, so maybe I'll call later in the show.
Okay,
buddy. What's your name?
Lulu.
All right, Lulu. All right,
see you later.
Have a good one.
Bye. She's cute. I have to tell you something. Oh. I'm going to go off mic for
a
second.
Are you pregnant? Are you quitting the show?
I haven't hooked up with anyone in like 7 months.
Okay, go.
Can I tell you now?
Okay.
It's seriously, I'm going to tell you something. Take your headphones off.
What? Okay, can you turn the mics off so I can tell you something else?
Yeah. Again.
Yeah, but it's...
No.
An hour?
Trust me, I know.
How am I going to know?
I wrote the manual.
How am I going to know?
I wrote the manual.
This is a lot of pressure.
I'll point at you. When it happens, I'll point at you.
I don't know if I'm prepared for this.
You're prepared. You're prepared. You're as prepared as you'll ever
be. If Andy Plans keeps putting these stupid jokes on here, I'm going to dump him.
Don't dump him before he gives me a ride home.
I'm going to dump him when we get to my house then.
2-0. You had gross vegan tacos last week?
Oh, my God.
Don't say the name of the place.
I won't. But when I thought vegan tacos, I thought of, like, really good veggies and, like, a tortilla. That sounds nice, right? Mm-hmm. With, like, a salsa or something. Nah. It was one of those places where they, like, try to turn the veggies into, like, a weird meat-like substance. Nah.
I'm not trying
to eat vegetables all mushed up, like, in a pate.
The drinks were strong.
I had one drink. We went home. It was disgusting.
I wouldn't say it was disgusting.
What Andy got was disgusting.
Did he get a bowl?
No, he got some tacos. I got yuca fries, though, and they were delicious.
See?
Disgusting.
Well, it's also not healthy vegan, so it's annoying when a vegan restaurant isn't healthy.
It was gross. Hi, you're on the radio. Are you a vegan?
Andy got
I'm not.
Good. Then you're welcome to be on the program.
It's station manager Ken.
Oh, well, you're definitely not a vegan, Ken.
So that was pretty interesting when you tried to turn the microphones off.
Could you
each other's secrets?
Could you hear us?
I knew you would hate that.
No, but you know that you didn't really turn the mics off.
Yes, I did.
I heard what you said.
What did we say?
I heard what you said anyway. You said that you haven't hooked up with anybody in
No, but that's not... No, she said that on the mic, you dummy. We've had a conversation with the mics off.
Yeah.
That wasn't what it was about.
No, thanks for repeating
but
it,
yeah,
Ken.
Thanks, weirdo, for calling
out my spot.
Said it over the air.
Shut up, Ken.
Yeah, but she wasn't trying to not say it over the air.
And I'm not trying to talk about it with my boss.
Yeah, Ken, you're so weird. Isn't this sexual harassment?
Take it up with Kelly Jones.
We will. Kelly Jones is on our side.
Okay, good luck.
Ken, tell her your mama joke.
See you in court. Oh, your mama's so dumb she thinks this joke is about her.
That's funny, Ken.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
That was embarrassing.
See you in court. What an idiot.
What?
Just Ted just said, I don't know, Frangry and Satan just seem made for each other.
Ted?
The hell is that about?
Ted.
Is that supposed to be a joke?
Ted, that's not nice. Do you ever get scared that you're an emotional vampire?
What does that mean?
You, like, suck all the life out of someone.
Well, I guess I will now. No, not until right now. That's not true. I thought about that, like, 2 days ago.
You're not a psychopath.
But I also have a lot to give.
You're not a psychopath. I'm reading a book.
What? Thanks, Michelle. I didn't think I was a psychopath.
Well, you might be a sociopath.
Everyone is.
And that's not true. I'm not.
If I'm a sociopath,
no,
you're a sociopath.
Because sociopaths have, they don't have,
empathy.
Yeah.
You think I don't have empathy?
I have way more empathy than you.
This isn't a competition. You're telling me that you think I don't have any empathy. That's insane.
Okay. You're not a sociopath. You're just a bitch.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
But I do have more empathy than you. Not that it's a competition.
Sure. Okay. I disagree.
No way.
I disagree.
No.
I disagree.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dude, no.
I disagree.
Ugh. Take a call.
In your face. Sucks to be you.
What
sucks to be you. Did you say nah? Nah, son. Nah, son.
I was mixing it, Billy Jam style. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you're really good at it.
One channel, up and down.
You should get a rap show.
You're going to do a Miami bass show one day.
It's going to be called Miami Heat.
I already have
Frangry.
I already have a music show. Ooh, Frangry's going to be DJing that one, not Franny.
Uh-huh, girl. It'll be Frangry, not Franny.
201-209-9368. We'd love to hear your best Yo Mama joke.
Your mama's such an emotional vampire, she sucks to be you! She's gonna spit! Everyone, she is spitting outside! Michelle has gone outside on the patio to spit her beer! Well done, Michelle, for not doing it in the studio.
That was really funny.
Ra is Rolly. You are on the list for that glorious comment.
I had to spit my beer out.
Ugh. I love it when they bring everything together.
Yeah, I do too.
Well done, Ra. Well done, Ra is Rolly.
He's smart. That guy's smart. He always says smart things. All right, no one say anything funny. I'm taking a sip of my water.
It's not water.
I'm not an emotional vampire anymore.
Robin says she can't wait to hear all of my mainstream princess jams. Thank you, Robin. It'll be Miami music only. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, got a Yo Mama joke.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Is that really? Hey. I got one for you.
They all sound
like I know, they all do.
Your mama's so hot, she's an underground sensation.
Michelle, I think that guy's hitting on you.
Really?
Yeah. Are you handsome?
Yes.
Are you?
like at least 7.5 out of 10.
At least we know he's confident.
Are you hitting on Michelle?
I'm hitting on both of you.
No. No, ew.
You have to pick one. You have to choose.
We're not a package.
You don't come in. It's not like a group deal. It's not 2-for-1.
Right, I'm hitting on Michelle.
Well, too late now. She doesn't want you.
Maybe I do.
Do you? Right,
well, underground sensation. That's where I am.
See you at the meetup.
All right. October 19th is our meetup.
I'm going to find myself a boyfriend.
At the meetup?
I'm going to find myself a one-night stand.
Yeah, that's more like it. Ooh, our mission that night is to get you laid.
No. Our mission that night is for someone to give me a ride home and buy me a cheeseburger.
Well, Andy can give you a ride home.
Not like a ride home.
Oh, that kind of ride. Yeah, no, he can't do that. I'll kill him. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Yo Mama jokes.
I like that emotional vampire joke.
That was really good. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I got a Yo Mama joke. Your mama's so fat, when she farts, causes a sonic boom.
Haha. All right, have a good one. That was generic. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's up?
Man, station manager Ken was so stoned when he called.
I don't think he was that stoned.
I think he was.
Or maybe.
It was funny. But, Michelle, congratulations on taking over the tax duties of the station and the financial stuff.
That's not what my new
job
is.
That is not her job.
My new job, Michelle, is glamorous.
What's your title again?
Special Projects Director and E-Commerce Director.
That's like, right.
Two titles.
That's right.
I thought you were filing the taxes.
No, Ken's not an idiot. He screwed up my job.
Basically, Michelle's now in charge of Ken.
Yeah. I'm his wrangler.
Yeah.
And Franny, your dad really believes the earth is flat?
Yes.
There's like, a bunch of flat earthers.
He, like, in the last few years, he's gotten all conspiracy theory, like, weird. Like, old and, like, weird.
I like a good conspiracy theory.
Maybe it's because your mama's so fat, she tripped on her shoelace, and now the earth is flat.
Oh!
My mom isn't fat, though. She's not.
No, I didn't mean your mom. I just meant...
I know, I'm just saying.
All right, buddy.
Topic.
What's your name?
Sam.
The The one that got my favorite boyfriend ever.
Yeah, I'm your favorite ex-boyfriend.
He knows. You tell him that every time he calls.
No, because I love the name Sam, and I love my ex-boyfriend.
Well, I'll be at the meetup, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, everyone should come to the meetup. All right, have a good one.
Bye.
We're having a personal appearance by Station Dictator Ken.
He's going to buy us chicken buddies, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I might even take the next day off so I can, like, really do it up.
Me too, Ken.
Sucks to be you, Ken. Hi, you're on the radio.
Your mom is so fat, she doesn't take pictures, she takes posters.
Oh.
I like that one. That's funny.
And you're both psychopaths.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Have a lovely night. That's nice.
That's cute.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hello. I got your. Oh, hi, I'm Gumby.
Like Gumby Gumby?
A different Gumby, not Gumby from Bayonne.
No, a different Gumby, but I got your mama joke. Your mom was so stupid, she thought 9/11 was an inside job and the slut.
What? And she's a slut, he said?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Your mom was so stupid, she thought 9/11 was an inside job and she's a slut. What? We should all just end with, and she's a slut.
No, stop saying that.
Why? It's funny.
It's ugly.
I like the word slut.
I don't think you should.
I'm a bitch and you're a slut.
I'm not a slut.
Or was it the other way around? Remember
no,
that show?
No, it was that.
201-209-9368. Now that Michelle is good and pure, she can't say the word slut.
I don't want to be good and pure. Everyone's just boring and not handsome.
Snap. I mean, I'll give you that. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Yo Mama Jokes.
What?
Patrice says, your mama's so generous, she's helping you pay off your student loans. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, mine are all paid off.
Yeah, same. Hi, you're on the radio.
Your mama's so fat. How fat is she? Your mama is so big and fat that she can get busy with 36 burritos when times get rough. I seen her in the back of Taco Bell with handcuffs.
Keep going.
Is that the end of it?
Sad fact, your mama smokes crack. Got a burning yearning and there ain't no turning back. That's all I know.
I like it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Props for trying to rap.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. 201-209-9368. We've got about 15 minutes left here on WFMU's hit show, Shut Up Weirdo. Our topic tonight is Yo Mama Jokes.
In 1 second, you should turn up the sound.
DAW 1 or DAW 2?
I don't know.
DAW 2. Tell me when.
No.
It's probably bad words. Who sings it?
Far Side?
Oh, maybe not. Did we play this last time?
I don't know. Where does the music
start? I'm
scared
there's bad words.
Go! Wrong with you?
I'm at the board.
The song is good though.
I like Far Side.
The video is cute. I don't know.
I got it.
I told you not to play that song.
I told you not to play that song. Get it together. What percentage of the day do you feel like a full-fledged adult?
Zero.
Okay. I'm glad to hear it.
On the show. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, I have a Yo Mama joke.
Let's hear it, buddy.
Okay. Yo Mama's so fat, uses the BQE for a slip and slide.
Oh!
Damn!
That's
also,
it.
She's also a giant. All right, have a good one. Yo, you're on the radio.
Your mama is so dumb, it takes her 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, have a good one, buddy. Hi, you're on the radio.
George Foreman.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I don't have a your mama joke, but I got a bunch of Shut Up Weirdo swag for the marathon. Uh-huh. And I just want to say thanks for the handwritten letter that was with it, like the handwritten thanks note. And yeah, thanks for being awesome.
You're That's welcome. So That's sweet. Very nice of you to call.
Yeah, I'm Tim from Staten Island. This is like one of the first shows I found on FMU. I heard it at like 6 on a Friday. I was like, what is this?
Are you the one that got a bunch of swag? Like a lot?
Yeah. And I gave the weirdo bracelet to my sister. I wore the Frangry Michelle shirt and people had no idea what it was.
That's so cool.
We were there when they were packing it up, so I was like, oh, we should leave a note.
Yeah, I really appreciated it. And like, my friends at like FMU were like, oh my God, look, a handwritten thing from FMU.
That's right. That's how how Shut Up Weirdo rolls.
That's right, baby.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
That was nice.
We're the classiest people. Here? Our moms might be crazy, but at least they gave us good manners.
I do have really good manners.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
You mama's so crazy, she gave you good manners. 201-209-9368, in case you couldn't understand Michelle when she said it just now.
You never know.
I don't know why I repeated it, but okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Your mama is so lazy, she earned a black belt in no can do.
That's almost cute.
It's cute. You made it up? It's cute. We just don't like you.
Yeah, huh? Like taekwondo.
Yeah, and
then we
cute.
Got no it.
Yeah, see, yeah. Why do you have to mansplain the damn joke?
Is that what I'm doing?
God damn it. We know. We got the joke. You don't need to mansplain.
It's cool you made it up, though. He made it up.
Yeah, but then he ruined it.
I know.
I made it up for you.
Yeah, but then you ruined it.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
It was cute, though. Next time, just, you know,
just
don't
say
mansplain.
The joke and then be
don't
like,
mansplain.
Okay.
Okay, you're disciplining me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right, good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You'd be a good dominatrix.
You're not the first person to tell me that.
I'm sure I'm not.
Shut up. 201-209-9368. We're doing yo mama jokes tonight.
Part two.
Thank you, Billy Jam, for pointing out that we've already done this topic.
20. Billy Jam blown up our spot.
Yeah.
The sequel. Party foul. 201-209-9368. Give us a call. The phone lines are open here on Shut Up Weirdo.
Robin says, your mama's so dumb she learns from Mr. Know-It-All.
That's funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Your mama's so fat, she doesn't pick out belly button lint. She picks out sweaters.
They're already knitted.
I mean, that's not... Why do you have to intellectualize and overanalyze?
Because I'm so smart. Remember, I'm smarter than all of the listeners.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said.
That's not what
I said. You said I'm the smartest person you've ever known.
I've never said that.
That's what you said!
Your mama's so dumb, she brings a spoon with her to the Super Bowl.
That's stupid, Michelle.
I know, but I liked it.
All right, have a good one.
No, your mom's so dirty, she takes her shoes off to go outside.
That's really dumb.
That one's really dumb. All right, dude, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
201-209-9368. Yo mama jokes. Call now, you'll get through. We got a free t-shirt for our favorite joke.
It's dark out. It's fall. It's officially fall. I didn't wear a sweater.
Oh, my God. I was freezing all day.
I didn't wear a sweater.
You what? Why do you talk like that?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know everything about myself? You don't know why you do things.
Yeah, I do. Ask me.
I don't want to get into this now. Maybe another show. We'll have to start at the beginning.
A lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Yo, you're on the radio.
Hey, your mom is so dumpy. If she did rap, she could be on Miami Heap.
What?
I don't know. Weird, dude.
You're so weird.
Bye.
Love it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going, girly?
Oh, hey, what's up, girl?
This is it, calling from Canada, but I think I have, well, I just made up one. Cool. I thought it was really funny.
Oh, you made one up? So, cool.
Your mom is so hip, she's had 10 replacements.
Oh!
That's funny.
That's that Canadian humor right there. All right, sister, have a good one.
Okay, you too, take care.
Good one, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, it made me laugh.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't get the Canadian humor. I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't good.
It was funny.
201-209-9368.
What?
Robin wants to know if I'll be yelling out Ms. 305 during my music show.
What is that, the area code?
Uh-huh. 201-209-9368. Call now. You'll get through. We're doing Yo Mama jokes tonight.
Only about 5 minutes left. Who's in the running?
We got a winner. Hi, you're on the radio. All right, good one, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Okay, your mom is so slutty, she voted for the president just so she could say, I love Trahump.
You're stupid.
Dumb and weird.
Bye.
And
bye.
Silly.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say thank you. I got my T-shirt today, the handmade one.
Taste Sensation one?
The what?
The Taste Sensation one?
Yes.
Did you love it?
It's awesome.
Is yours white or black?
His is the crooked one.
How do you know
that?
Because I already
knew.
Michelle did that to your shirt, and then we thought it looked cool, so we kept it.
No, it was really good, and thank you for the handwritten note. I really appreciated it.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your pledge.
Yeah, we really appreciate your pledge.
Bye-bye now.
All right, have a good one, buddy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, your mama's so stupid that she saw a sign that said Disneyland left, so she turned around and went home.
Huh. Funny.
It was a little funny.
A little funny?
That was a little funny.
I tried.
I know
it's an old one.
It's cool. Thanks
All right,
for
have
trying.
A good one.
Good effort. What?
Mr. Johnny, with his super awesome positivity, says, Fall is here, but the show is still a little weak. What gives? And I would like to point out that he capitalized the word show.
Huh.
So, maybe the show is weak, but at least we know grammar, my friend. 201-209-9368.
Everyone's a critic.
Seriously. Mr. Johnny is, like, annoying. At least he used to send us flowers to apologize.
That's true. He hasn't sent us anything
and
in a while.
He owes us for all the insults. Jeez.
We did get our Wine of the Month Club.
Thanks, Ted. Hi, you're on the radio.
Let me just turn over the radio.
What? Yeah. You're on the radio. What's up?
Is this Lulu?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us one more.
All right. Your mama is so ugly and fat that when she visited New York City, King Kong.
She what?
She made out with King Kong and they didn't know and people didn't know the difference.
Oh, that's a good one. Because King Kong is so ugly and fat.
I gotta go. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Bye.
Yeah, you should go, because that was not a good joke.
God, it's a kid, dude.
Maybe his mom needs to tell him to do better.
Stop that.
Sorry. Well done, Lulu! Her or he? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Them. What's Ken's pronoun?
It.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I got a good one, girls.
Uh-oh.
Okay, your mama's so low. She's got to reach up to touch bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. Your mama's so stupid, she put lipstick on her forehead to make up her mind.
That's cute. Funny.
Good job.
Good job, lady. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
So listen, can we talk about the list?
Yeah.
We've got Murakami, who said something like, your mama's so dumb, she told you to just be yourself.
Funny.
We've got Roz Rolly, who said, your mama's an emotional vampire, sucks to be you. I don't know. I don't remember the exact details.
You gotta remember the joke.
I just remember it was funny.
Command F.
All right, hold on.
Command F for emotional vampire.
I'm trying. How do I command F to the next entry?
There should be an arrow.
Oh, here we go. One second. Oh my God, he leaves a lot of freaking comments. Mm-hmm. Your mom is such an emotional vampire, she sucks to be you!
That's gotta win, but he's won so much, but I guess he hasn't gotten our new shirt yet.
Roz Roll, no one has. Roz Rolly, you're the winner. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You didn't do your PSA.
I can do one now.
All right, grab the book. We interrupt this programming for a special PSA.
Don't you have to log it?
Yeah, quick, buddy.
Let me find a short one.
Come on, man.
I'm trying to find a short one. Oh my God, they're so long. The Street Vendor Project is a nonprofit organization that provides legal representation, loans, training, and support to thousands of vendors in New York City. Every Sunday, the Street Vendor Project hosts Vendi Plaza at 116th Street and Park Avenue in the historic La Marqueta Market Space. Vendi Plaza is an outdoor market promoting new food businesses and supporting immigrant vendors. To learn more about this authentic New York experience, please visit www.streetvendor.org.
That was a good one, actually.
That was really good.
Sounds cool.
Thank you, Michelle.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
You can listen to another innocent
story. The magician.
The magician attracted. He had large, bulging eyes, a high domed forehead, and a thin slit of a mouth.
The magician.
I don't see anyone.
You will in good time.
Why should anybody aspire to be a common man, an average man? Do you realize what it means to be average?
Presenting The Magician.
The house.
gag, Bob.
It is twilight as our story begins.
Important that you listen as well as you know how to all that follows.
Mini mansion, hold crooked cops accountable for their actions. I would do away with lying and cheating. I would always make sure that every family's eating. Jealousy and envy wouldn't exist. I wish ish caviar and spit out crisp. Got my own stuff to deal with, not worried about the next. We all in a race, chasing after these checks. I would have funk flex, drop bombs on my ish. And that way for sure I have a certified hit. I would bring back Pun, Tupac, and Big. I'd erase all the negative things that I did. I would make terrorism a thing of the past. Reverse 9/11, undo every single plane crash.
I had it my way. I do what the hell I feel. True meaning of keeping it real.
If I had it my way,
I control it all. No problems, peace or wars.
If I had it my way,
money wouldn't be a problem. Nobody'd be out here starving.
If I had it my way,
dime chicks every night screaming out, nigga, this is the life.
If I had it my way,
every night it'd be a menage. Sorry, y'all move Big L right out of harm's way. All day, sit in the sun, sipping on Bombay. Kill whack rappers and eat them just like an entree. I'll say just what I feel, full clip with a steel. Underground rappers selling the mill. Whack niggas never getting a deal. I just party and chill, but rock face on $100 bill. No harassment from the cops, or niggas hustling rocks, or shootouts when you out on the block. Release all my niggas that's locked in the state pen. I'll make George Bush confessed to all his sins. Dollar circulate, no more Great Depression. I sex Halle Berry straight raw with no protection. Me and Focus gonna keep on reppin'. And real hip hop, nigga, 24/7.
If I had it my way. 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 My way. My way.
I cop, you get shot to maintain the equinox. Slapping Salem slot, bitch, I'm Nicola, keep the oven hot. Comfy like a pair of Crocs, connect the polka dots. Don't test me, I'm not an ink blot. Let some rounds explode at his ankles to watch him hopscotch. Pull the tags off my A6 bags and Armani bracelets. Freddy versus Jason, my state, then I give your boss a facelift. The only cases is the ones the champagne bottles came in. I whip the Cayman like insubordinates on a slave ship. I'm getting wasted, passing papers over to my neighbor. Water out the glacier, seem to keep the devil out our faces. He said, baby, let me rub and taste it.
You got my Sims and all his vessels on military bases. Busting off gauges at niggas that want me in the papers. Mining cigars over conversations by blowing major. Zero click, you a stranger. I bought my channel changer. TV with the hanger, fresh as well, stoned like a ranger. Poke you with the banger, holler and rebanger. Lion tamer, hot as Sahara. I'm about to light the flame up. I'm here to get your change, I'm snatching all the bases like major league players. Just when a nigga feel like he can get it right. For them times when I ain't have nowhere to spend the night. Grand Prix's on the creek to see if we selling white. Told my nigga and the kite that I would pay the price. But if the course is too high, then I'ma pull a heist. Crack the safe, baby, you could lose your life tonight. As you worry about the internet, huffing and puffing breath, I let this heat off at your intellect. These niggas caught up in the high life. Street life to all the homies, that be real right. Crackers want me in the cell, cause I won't get a job. Been in this microphone like Jack's been in them corners, right? Egging lights and mathematics, African medallions. Punch a nigga on the Allen, drink a crazy stallion.